Mesdames et messieurs, il est avec nous cet après-midi, Bindeswar Pathak. Accompagné de Dolly Parvana, Lakshmi Nanda et Ekta Puderlik, coordinatrice de Chamendo India. A standing ovation. Wow, what do you feel?
Very good, thank you. I have no words to express my happiness here.
Dr. Pathak, since I know you, you keep saying what I've did is just a candle in the darkness. Are you not too much humble?
No, now the situation in India has changed and we have been able to build millions of toilets and got relieved the untouchables from this occupation. We have built public toilets and others. So situation has changed in India. For that, I can not say candle darkness. But you see the world as a whole, then 2.6 billion people still have no access to safe and hygienic toilets. That includes Africa, Asia and Latin America. So for them, it is still a candle in the darkness.
The situation was really bad when you started this job. Ekta, can you tell us a little story about that?
Yes, I think this is a story that Dr. Pathak brought to us. I'll just read it out because it is much better read out. When we were preparing this, he said, why don't you read this out? It will be really interesting. So this is a letter which was written by an English woman who wanted to visit India, I guess, a few decades back to a village where she wanted to go and she wanted to find out if there was a water closet in this place because she was afraid there were no such things in India. Now, when this letter was received, the only person in the village who knew how to read or write was the schoolmaster. So they took the letter to him, and he replied after having conferring with the priest, the local priest, and asking him what is the meaning of the WC. Together, they thought about it and decided it meant the wayside chapel. And the answer they gave to this lady is what he wanted me to read out. It says, dear madam, I take great pleasure in informing you that the WC is located 9 miles from the house. It is located in the middle of a grove of pine trees surrounded by lovely grounds. It is capable of holding 229 people, is open on Sundays and Thursdays. As there are many people expected in the summer months, I suggest you arrive early. There is, however, plenty of standing room. This is an unfortunate situation, especially if you're in the habit of going regularly. It may be of some interest to you that my daughter was married in the WC, since she met her husband there. It was a wonderful event. There were 10 people in every seat. It was wonderful to see the expression on their faces. My wife has sadly been ill and unable to go recently. It has been almost a year since she went last, which pains her greatly. You will be pleased to know that many people take their lunch and make a day of it there. Others prefer to wait till the last minute and arrive just in time. I would recommend that your ladyship plan to go on a Thursday because there is an organ accompaniment. The acoustics are excellent and even the most delicate sounds can be heard everywhere. The newest addition is a bell which rings every time a person enters. We are holding a bazaar to provide plush seats for all since many feel it is long needed. I look forward to escorting you there myself and seating you in a place where you can be seen by all. With deepest regards, the schoolmaster. Now, you don't wonder why this woman never went to India.
Thank you.
So, you have changed the lives of millions of people. Among them, Lakshmi and Dolly, that we have seen in the documentary. Ekta, you speak English and Hindi, which I don't. Can you ask and translate Dolly's reaction, please?
Yes. I would like to ask Dolly here that we saw in the movie, in the film that was made, how she dealt with this. Like 5 years ago when she was doing this terrible job, I don't think she could have imagined in such a situation. So I'd like to put that question to her in Hindi, and I would translate it afterwards. Dolly, आपको कैसा लगा था जब आप 5 साल पहले ये सिचुएशन में थी और आज आप सोच भी सकती थी कि ये हो सकता था ऐसे?
नहीं, हम लोगों ने बिल्कुल नहीं सोचा था कि हम लोग पेरिस आएंगे इतनी दूर विदेश में. 5 साल पहले जब हम लोग मेलट होती थी तब हम लोगों ने अपना बस टोंक शहर भी पूरा नहीं देखा था, और 2008 में नई दिशा सुलभ इंटरनेशनल में जुड़ने के बाद फाउंडर्सर के द्वारा हम लोगों ने इंडिया देखा और उन्हीं के प्रयासों से आज हमारा पेरिस आना संभव हुआ है.
ओके, सो डोली इज सेइंग हियर दैट फॉर समबडी लाइक व्हेन शी मेट Sulabh International, she'd never imagined this was possible. She'd actually not even seen the whole of her town properly. So for somebody like her, who was taken all over India, first of all, and then today, I think it's her first trip to France or out of India, she's very impressed and she could not have imagined this was possible. Or Dolly Aurik Sawal, I'd like to ask her if she feels accepted by the society in which she finds herself today. So, आपको ऐसा लगता है कि आपको एक्सेप्ट किया गया हो सोसाइटी में जब आप बाहर जाते हो?
हाँ बिल्कुल, हम लोगों को सभी लोगों ने एक्सेप्ट किया है सोसाइटी में. जिन लोगों के यहाँ पहले हम लोग काम करने जाते थे वो लोग हमसे दूर रहते थे, बात नहीं करते थे, लेकिन आज जिन लोगों के हम यहाँ जाते थे वो लोग हमें बुलाते हैं, हमारे घर आते हैं, हम लोगों के साथ खाना खाते हैं, घूमने जाते हैं. हम लोग बनारस भी गए थे, इंडिया में एक जगह है बनारस, वहाँ हम लोग एक साथ गए, वहाँ हम लोग एक जगह ठहरे, वहाँ हम लोगों ने गंगा स्नान भी किया, पूजा की और उन लोगों के साथ खाना भी खाया, और वो सभी लोग, उनकी सभी बेटियाँ भी मेरी फ्रेंड्स बन गई हैं और हम लोग बहुत अच्छे से मिलजुल कर रहते हैं.
ओके, सो आई वुड लाइक टू से दैट यस, it is totally different, the situation today, quite unexpected, because earlier there were people whose places we used to go to work, I mean in this manner, they would not touch us, they wouldn't talk to us, they wouldn't allow us into the other rooms of their house. Today we sit with them, we eat with them, we go out with them, some of them are even very good friends of mine, and I think this is surely a sign of being totally accepted. Shukriya Dolly. And I'd like to put one more question here to Lakshmi Nanda, who's also with us today. She's a mother of 3 children, a very active person from Alwar. So Lakshmi ji, I'd like to ask her if how much she used to earn earlier on when she used to do this work, and now what is the difference in her life. Lakshmi ji, aap pehle kitna kama lete the kaam mahine mein aur aaj aapki tankha kya hai?
मार्च 2003 से पहले हम मैला ढोने का काम करते थे, तो हमको 300 रुपये महीने मिलते थे, और सुलभ से जुड़ने के बाद हम 2700 रुपये सैलरी मिलती है महीने की, और हम सिलाई करते हैं घर पे, कस्टमर आते हैं तो हम 1000-1500 वो कमा लेते हैं, हमको 3500 के करीब हो जाता है, और हम बहुत अच्छी ज़िंदगी जी रहे हैं. पहले हम मेला ढोने जाते थे तो हमको प्यास लगती थी तो ऊपर से पानी पिलाते थे, बहुत ही नरक की ज़िंदगी जी रहे थे हम. अब सुलभ से जुड़ने के बाद हमारा बहुत जीवन में बदलाव आया है.
सो लक्ष्मी इज़ ट्राइंग टू टेल अस दैट बिफोर 2003 शी वुड अर्न 2 to 3 euros अ डे, सॉरी अ मंथ, इट्स क्वाइट अ डिफरेंस. And now, after having met with the organization, being trained by them to do something else, she makes 50 euros a month, which is quite a drastic and dramatic difference for her. For us, it might not sound that important, but yes, it is for her. And she also mentions that when she would go to people's houses, she'd ask for water, they would give her water from a distance, which is like literally pouring it out, and she'd have to take her hands, bear it, and drink it. And today, the situation is certainly not the same. So, Shukriya Lakshmi ji. You know, Catherine, before we go on ahead, maybe a word of, I think it's important that we understand India as it was a few decades ago and the context in which Dr. Pathak has been working. You see, the impact of Dr. Pathak's work is very important. Like 2-3 decades ago in India, human rights, it was totally a catastrophe. We living here in the land of liberty, equality, fraternity, it's very difficult for us to imagine what it would feel like to be an untouchable, the degradation, the utter despair that you would feel, the human dignity that you wouldn't have, you know. You wouldn't have a life. It wouldn't be possible to be absolutely there in the public life, of course. But, you know, I would even say a few centuries ago, you would have to tie a broom behind your back so that you could efface your tracks while you walk, so that the upper caste wouldn't even put their feet in your tracks. It was that terrible. Even today, some of them wouldn't even touch you. I mean, even if your shadow fell on somebody of a higher caste, that person would go and take a bath because you'd made them unpure or impure. And that was terrible to feel that, you know. And so this is India not 5,000 years ago. This is India a few decades ago, huh, Dr. Pathak? This is quite recent. And then comes a person like Dr. Pathak, who walks his talk, you know, because forget about these people, actually no education, so you couldn't even imagine getting jobs, what kind of a prospect you had. And then comes a person like Dr. Pathak, who takes up this work with so much courage, because, you know, he's taking on 5,000 years of tradition. I don't know when that's ever happened before. The courage, and you know, he actually, and I'd like to mention this specifically, he lived with them for 3 months and did that work himself with his own bare hands, so that he could understand and empathize totally with them and feel it. I mean, you saw it on the film, but I can tell you, you did not smell it on the film. And he lived with them. And I think recently, too, you have been going back to the field and working. How recent was that?
Maybe last year, the month of May, again I went and cleaned the toilets to show them that how it is so horrifying and so disgusting, and the night soil of the human feces just fall down on my face, and it was full of, say, smell, bad smell. I had to be there for 2 hours with this smell. So it is was just like you are dying. Nobody can think of putting human skata on the body and spill it. So just I wanted to, also I did it, said that in 1968, but repeated again to show to the country, to the nation, that you have to, what Gandhi used to say, that you have to clean toilets regularly. They are not the persons only responsible for cleaning human skita. So because of the Gandhian tradition, I did myself.
And that's why it's no wonder that we have before us a true icon, unanimous in India today.
I'd like to talk about integration, and I'd like to show you a short film to explain that integration is not a question of standard of living only, but also the acceptance from the other caste. And we attended a very unique moment, and we have called him the historical dinner. You will understand it right away.
Chamengo.
Une scène de vie à l'apparence ordinaire. Pourtant, la rencontre à laquelle nous allons assister ce soir, dans la ville de Tonk au Rajasthan, est historique. C'est la première fois en 5000 ans d'histoire que deux familles indiennes brisent de cette manière la barrière des castes.
Si vous racontez cette histoire en Inde, personne ne vous croira. Si vous dites qu'une famille d'une caste supérieure a invité à dîner une famille d'intouchables, non, personne ne vous croira. Ce qui se passe ici est un véritable miracle. Et si vous le racontez, les gens vous diront, c'est un mensonge.
Doli et Imlata sont à l'origine de ce dîner. Pourtant, il n'y a pas si longtemps, tout séparait ces deux jeunes femmes.
Voilà les toilettes que j'avais l'habitude de nettoyer.
On les a remplacées par de nouvelles toilettes. Quand elle venait les nettoyer avec sa mère et sa grand-mère, je ne leur parlais jamais et je ne m'approchais jamais d'elle.
Sous le sceau du secret familial, Dolly et Imlata sont devenus des amis inséparables. Un bonheur contagieux qui ne demande qu'à être partagé.
Je suis tellement heureuse d'être témoin d'un changement si énorme à notre égard. Avant, ces mêmes personnes que vous voyez assises en ce moment avec moi s'enfuyaient quand nous arrivions. Elles ne nous saluaient même pas, ni ne daignaient nous jeter un regard. Mais maintenant, elles sont devenues très attentionnées.
Beaucoup de personnes ont fait pression sur moi pour ne pas me lier d'amitié avec elles. Mais comme je suis la fille d'un professeur et que mon père m'a toujours enseigné qu'il fallait que je suive la voie du cœur et de l'humanité, j'ai bravé toutes les réticences et aujourd'hui, nous profitons pleinement de notre amitié.
L'onde de choc provoquée dans tout le quartier par ce dîner en dit long sur la difficulté à faire évoluer les mentalités. Mais Dolly et Imlata incarnent le nouveau visage de l'Inde, celui d'une nation résolument tournée vers le 21e siècle.
La vision, le rêve que j'ai eu il y a 42 ans est en train de se réaliser aujourd'hui et en ma présence. Et je peux vous dire que ce moment est ni plus ni moins le plus heureux de ma vie.
Chamengo.
Dr. Patak, can you tell us what policy you have done in your organization towards all the ladies?
Actually, we have been empowering women in India from more than four decades. We have seen the film, The Untouchables Who Clean Home Skata, 80% are women and 20% men. So, they have to take them away from this occupation. So our work is mostly for the women in India. And we have given them education, vocational training. And also, the most important thing, what I did, I have never criticized anybody from the upper caste people. What happened yesterday, I am not responsible for this. What should be today and in future, that is most important. So I did not hesitate, burn the books of religion of Hindus, just to question them. And I helped them to see this, perform the rites, rituals, and ceremonies of the upper caste people. And by doing so, now the whole society has accepted them. So this was the example what Gandhi said, that problems can be solved by non-violence, not by violence. So this is the best example in India it has come, and mostly for women.
There's also this very interesting thing that you told us and we saw when we came to Delhi, Dr. Pathak, that you have made a lady the president of...
Yes. Actually, what Gandhi wanted. Gandhi wanted the prestige of untouchables on a par with others, and most importantly, the then Viceroy of India, who was the head at the time. And he also wanted to make one woman as the President of India. And he said, when a person can be queen and princess, why not a woman can be the President of the country? I cannot make anybody President of the country, I have no power. So what I did, as a Gandhian legacy, I made Usha Chhabra, you must have seen the film. Usha Chhabra has become now the president of Sulabh International Shoes Association Organization. So that way, I have fulfilled the dreams of Mahatma Gandhi.
So in this forum, we talk about positive economy, and of course, we talk about business models. I'd like you to explain a little bit further. What is your business model? How do you make money? And how do you distribute?
Actually, when I founded the ESULA, the NGO, at that time, companies were not acceptable by the governments of and government of India, and only the NGOs could be held by the government. But as usual, I also applied for the grant. But eventually, I thought it cannot work. So what about important? The social issues, I blended with economic gains. And the moment I blended with economic gains, the work can be successful. So, but what is important, that if you leave this only on others, it cannot work. So those who are rich persons in India, outside the world, in the world, I say that God has helped you to help someone. And what you earn, this is good for you. You live well for your generations also. But you will remember in the history only if you make a difference in life of others. That is most important thing. That why the Christ is being remembered, why Gandhi remembered, why Lord Buddha is remembered, only because they made difference in life of others. So therefore I say that I went on this model that it became self-reliant. We convert bucket toilets in Sula flush toilet. We construct public toilets, we maintain, and all the biogas, you've seen all this. I don't want to repeat those things. So we earn our income. The first work I got of $10 in 1973. And now, the same organization, we are handling the money of roughly $80 million. And there are 60,000 people in the country working throughout the country. So that was most important. And two things are very important to mention here. The governments, I mean the federal government, the state governments, and the government of India, they have relaxed the rules of business. What is that rules? The work cannot be awarded to you without tender. And before work, you cannot get money. But for Sula, they have relaxed the rules in the country, and they give us work without tender, and they also give us money to implement the projects. So this has self-reliant and work very well. So this is not this NGO. This is not a business outfit. But now the business can be done in this sector, and only they can make it successful. Because by social enterprise, it may be too limited of affairs. But when the business people come and take it up, they can make it successful.
Could you give us some figures, some numbers? How much do you generate? How much do you distribute?
Actually, the amount which we earn, I told you the $80 million, and roughly we save $20 million. And that $20 million are spent on four things. One, on the works for which we get money. Secondly, on the infrastructure, the persons who work. And thirdly, on research, development, and fourthly, on the welfare of downtrodden, untouched, and poor. So in this society, nobody can share the profit of the organization. So that is the basis on which we are working. So about roughly $20 million be spent on the welfare of the downtrodden and untouched.
I've never heard of such a business model. Are you unique doing this?
I think this is unique, not only in India, but entire world. Why? We have not received a single farthing as a grant, a donation, charity from anywhere, neither inside India, nor from outside. So this totally self-reliant, and this type of organization, you will not find anywhere in India and outside.
Just when you started, Dr. Pathak, what was your main objective?
Actually, when I started, it was with the dreams of Mahatma Gandhi to restore the human rights and dignity of the untouchables. But how to? how to relieve them from this occupation. Only by saying Gandhi, Gandhi would not have helped. So I invented two technologies, one for individual houses, other for public places. You have seen the film. And what I did, I wanted to be a teacher in the University of Patna in Bihar, the state that I belong. So I thought, had I been a professor, my lectures would not have been patented. So why my work should be patented? So I have kept these two technologies free from patents. Anyone in the world can take it and do their own area without any royalty, without any sales, nothing like this. So this is the thing I have to convey you.
Il y a peut-être des questions dans la salle. Je ne sais pas si des gens ont envie de poser directement des questions au docteur Patak. En attendant que vous
vous
prépariez.
One thing, can you allow me?
No? Sure, go ahead.
Actually, what is important, that ethics, morality, honesty, integrity should be the pillar of the people, of the business or NGOs, coupled with vision, mission, commitment, capabilities, and efficiency. And those who are sitting here are not sitting outside. I will request everybody that God has helped you to help someone. And whatever you earn, please try to just separate some funds for to make the difference in life of others. And that will help you to be remembered, not only in France, but in the history of the world. So that is most important. Your deeds will go with you, not your wealth.
Est-ce que quelqu'un veut poser directement une question au docteur Patak?
Oui, en fait, c'était peut-être plus une remarque, mais je pense que cet exemple, qui est plus qu'un exemple, qui est vraiment qui donne en fait tout le sens de l'économie positive qu'on veut tous ici construire, montre en fait que l'économie positive repose sur la promotion des droits de l'homme. Et en fait, Madame l'a dit, en fait, c'est une question au départ d'inégalité, de discrimination qui a motivé la démarche de M. Patak. Et ce que je voulais dire, c'est que l'économie positive n'est pas qu'une question d'économie, c'est surtout une question de rapport entre l'économie et la société. Et j'invite en fait tous les porteurs, et Jacques Attali l'a aussi dit hier en parlant rapidement d'état de droit, de démocratie. Je pense que le sens profond de l'économie positive, c'est d'aider à atteindre, par exemple, les fameux objectifs du millénaire que les Nations Unies se sont donnés pour jusqu'à 2015, sur lesquels on a beaucoup de retard, et dont l'initiative de M. Patak contribue concrètement à les réaliser. Et j'aimerais juste rajouter une petite pointe de critique d'autres acteurs qui parfois ne veulent pas participer à des réunions où des entreprises sont présentes. Vous avez dit, en fait, c'est ce qui a fait décoller votre modèle, c'est de combiner la dimension d'entreprise avec la dimension d'association. Et je pense que la condition même de l'efficacité de la réalisation des objectifs sociétaux, c'est d'arriver à trouver des modèles qui sont économiquement rentables. Si vous n'aviez pas trouvé un modèle économique rentable, vous n'auriez pas construit des millions de WC et vous n'auriez pas sorti de l'inégalité et de la discrimination des centaines de milliers de personnes.
C'est très bien dit et j'aimerais que d'autres personnes étudient le modèle qu'il a mis en place parce que c'est l'exemple, le seul exemple qui existe dans le monde et en fait il faudrait qu'il soit copié, hein, ça serait la plus belle chose qui pourrait vous arriver. Une autre question ?
Ok, my question is about concerning the financial independence of your company because you mentioned that right now you are currently funded only by the revenues that your company makes, and I am, as I'm sure everyone else in this room, was incredibly impressed by your presentation, and I was wondering if you plan on, in the future, accepting grants from other companies, because I'm sure there would be plenty of people who would be interested in investing in your project and allowing it to expand further.
I entirely agree with you. The Asian Development Bank asked for me, what is plus and what is limitation with you? I said the plus is what I have done. Limitation is that I have not taken donations, grant from anywhere. So the area which we have covered, we have gone ahead, we could not go. Like referred to earlier, 2.6 billion people, they are all from Africa, Asia, Latin America. So we have to reach to those people. And reaching them, certainly I would need money. I cannot do on solo income. What I have done, that is okay. So I entirely agree with you, and we are planning now that how to, because this hesitation in us from 44 years we have not taken, so now how to ask people to give something. But certainly we are planning to go to the people, to ask them that now we want to go to other countries of the world. We have done in Afghanistan, the Kabul, and also we are doing Uganda, Madagascar, Ethiopia. So we want that it should be expanded in other parts of the world. So certainly I would agree with you that I should go to companies, ask them who are positive in the economy. If the person who is speaking, the positive economy means whatever you earn, you please share with others. That is positive economy. So I entirely agree with you. I will try my future.
And what about the Western countries? Do you think your technology can be developed in Western countries?
Yes, actually, if you see, first the water is scarce now. And what you discharge right now, 10 liters per flush. And what I have designed, 1 liter per flush. So you are saving 9 liters water per flush. If you calculate, you are saving $63 billion milliliters of water per flushing. So this is one. Secondly, you are having anxieties about the global warming and the climate change. Here, we are not discharging methane in the atmosphere. We are burning them or we are taking them inside the ground. So if you take global warming, again, this technology is good for them also. And thirdly, everywhere now we are talking people about biofertilizer. So there are three things. The saving water, global warming, and also biofertilizer. These technologies are suitable for the Western nations also.
Avis aux municipalités et aux gens qui auraient envie d'utiliser cette technologie. Il y a une autre question dans la salle, je crois que mademoiselle vous attendez.
Si you want to speak.
Namaste. It's obvious toilets issue is really important in India, especially in countryside. So my question is, do you plan to undertake such projects for tribes as Gonds and Baiga in villages, like in Madhya Pradesh, for example?
Actually, we are planning now to go to rural areas. We have done little, not too much, because mostly we have done urban areas. The problem was in this urban. So what the previous person who asked the question, because we have to take funds for going to rural areas on large scale, so we are already on the business, and we have got translated the books in 24 languages of India. Also, we are trying to get French and the German and the Spanish and English also. So that way, we are planning to go to rural areas. We want to help, but certainly the way he asked the question, that is required. So it is required between 70% or more than that, people live in urban, rural areas. So certainly we are going to do that. And I lived in rural areas for 18 years. And I had to go myself to outside for defecation open. And women had to suffer the most. They could go before sunrise or after sunset. In the schools, no girls used to go to school, no toilets. And public places, no public toilet. So that way, I am agree with you. I will go to areas, especially Madhya Pradesh. We have given award to 4 women in India, those who went to in-law's house, stayed there for 2 days, and came back protesting that there was no toilet. All left the house. And living in-law's house in India is a shame for the poor the families. But 4 women, they revolted, they went back, and we have acknowledged this daring act So I think I certainly I will do for already, yes.
Le retour, nous allons prendre peut-être une dernière question, si quelqu'un a une question dans la salle.
Merci. Bonsoir. Il y a ce qu'on appelle l'action fondamentale. Nous avons la FMI, nous avons la Banque mondiale, et nous avons un problème. Vous avez apporté une solution. Pourquoi la Banque mondiale, la FMI, est au courant de ce qui se passe dans le monde et incapable de réagir? Et d'autres gouvernements aussi. Normalement, ils devaient vous apporter un soutien par rapport à votre mouvement et ce que vous voulez faire. On sait, en Afrique, il y a trop de problèmes, en Inde, partout dans le monde. Donc, on peut remédier à cette situation, mais est-ce que ce n'est pas de l'hypocrisie de la part des autres organismes internationaux?
No, I thank you. It is not their fault. Neither the World Bank, nor IMF, or not the rich persons. I have not approached all three, neither the World Bank, nor IMF, and not rich persons. It is my fault that I have not gone to them. So certainly I will go to them, tell them that I have already found out the answer, but you will have to finance the projects to go on larger scale. So I think Africa already we have started doing in Uganda, and I hope the World Bank, IMF, and rich people will certainly come forward to help the poor, the needy, and make a difference in life of others.
Just a last thing, Dr. Pathak, what are the next steps that you're going to take after all this work that you've done?
No, actually, she asked the question about that we are planning to have rural areas. Mm-hmm. Then we are planning to have public toilets in 50 countries and in individual houses, the schools to show them. What did in Kabul, Afghanistan? We build their toilets with biogas plants. We maintain them for 1 year. And the temperature went down to minus 30 degrees. And all functioned very well. So we trained 35 people from the Kabul. And now they are maintaining the toilets. So what I want that those countries should be shown how these technologies function. And the local people should be trained, and they can carry forward the message. Therefore, I have kept all the technologies free from patents.
Open
so
source.
That can be done.
Nous arrivons au terme de cette rencontre. Si vous avez d'autres questions à poser au Dr Pathak, je pense qu'il se fera un grand plaisir de vous parler après cette session. Et éventuellement aussi, vous pourrez aller le voir à New Delhi sur son campus,
yes.
Parce que c'est quelqu'un qui est extrêmement accueillant. Would you like to welcome some people who would like to visit
you? Of course, let me thanks the audience for giving patient hearing to us. But generally, to speaking is very easy. To listening is very difficult. And so they have given patient hearing to us, to me, to Dolly, to Lakshmi. So we are thankful on behalf of this organization and you that you have given opportunity. And certainly, we have literature outside, the CD and addresses. Those who want to contact us, please feel free to do. Now, the only hesitation which I had, now I'm going to break, coming to France, that certainly I will go to the people to ask for help to make a difference in life of others. So that you, I will certainly break myself, and I will help. So we thank you to all of the audience. Thank you.